A federal judge in Montana will hear arguments on September 12th on the merits of a lawsuit brought by tribes against President Donald J. Trump. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community hold that the president unconstitutionally violated treaties when he issued a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline earlier this year. TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, filed a motion asking federal judge Brian Morris to dismiss the case. TC Energy says in its most recent brief that the 2019 presidential permit does not make way for the entire Keystone XL project. It just authorizes the 1.2 miles of pipeline that will cross the U.S.-Canada border into Phillips County, Montana. TC Energy says tribes have no treaty interests lying within that short corridor. An attorney with the Native American Rights Fund says that stance is disingenuous.
TransCanada or TC Energy is not going to build this entire pipeline and then just stop 1.2 miles from the border and say, well, we didn't get this permit.
NARF attorney Wes Furlong represents Rosebud Sioux Tribe and the Fort Belknap Indian Community.
The whole point of this pipeline is to bring oil from Canada to the Gulf Coast, and if they can't cross the border, then the entire purpose of the pipeline is frustrated.
TC Energy wants to start construction while the lawsuit plays out. Furlong says one reason the tribes oppose that proposition is to prevent the tangled legalities that existed with the Dakota Access Pipeline. In North Dakota, DAPL was under construction while opponents had active lawsuits to stop it, and it was all but completed while waiting for its final federal permit to cross under the Missouri River.
That was very important for the tribes to get out ahead and bring this challenge and bring this fight before construction happens so that sort of situation doesn't happen again.
This lawsuit deals with the second Keystone XL permit issued by the Trump administration. The State Department granted permission for a border crossing in 2017. When federal judge Brian Morris put an injunction on that permit, President Trump issued another one earlier this year. Furlong says Judge Morris found, while issuing the injunction, that the border crossing is just one piece of the entire project. TC Energy did not respond to a request for comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.